Yesterday, two brave journalists came forward and testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Both Catherine Heritage and Cheryl Atkinson testified yesterday about how our federal government is going after journalists and going after media outlets. And well, it was quite concerning, especially because, as many of you know, Catherine Heritage last month was actually fired from her job. And well, it was very alarming because CBS actually confiscated her personal documents that she had. And those documents contain information regarding confidential sources. As many of you know, as journalists, we're supposed to protect our sources at all costs and not burn them. And CBS did exactly the opposite of that. Now, Catherine spoke openly about it yesterday during her testimony. Let's take a listen.
As you know, I was held in contempt of court for upholding the basic journalistic principle of maintaining the pledge of confidentiality to my sources. I have complete respect for the federal court and the judicial process, and I'm not here to litigate the case. It will play out before the appellate court in Washington, D.C. But the fact that I have been fighting in the courts for 2 years and that I am now facing potentially crippling fines of $800 a day to protect my reporting sources underscores the vital importance of the Press Act. When you go through major life events, as I have in recent weeks, losing your job, losing your company health insurance, having your reporting files seized by your former employer, and being held in contempt of court gives you clarity. The First Amendment, the protection of confidential sources, and a free press are my guiding principles. They are my North Star. When I was laid off in February, an incident reinforced in my mind the importance of protecting confidential sources. CBS News locked me out of the building and seized hundreds of pages of my reporting files, including confidential source information. Multiple sources said they were concerned that by working with me to expose government corruption and misconduct, they would be identified and exposed. I pushed back, and with the public support of my union, SAG-AFTRA, the records were returned. CBS's News' decision to seize my reporting records crossed a red line that I believe should never be crossed again by any media organization in the future.
Now, it's important to know Catherine Heritage is involved in a lawsuit right now, which you detailed there, and that lawsuit has nothing to do with CBS, has everything to do with her former employer, Fox, and, well, she is trying to defend her sources and make sure that they're not exposed in the lawsuit. But CBS looks like they gave in. They look like they confiscated her personal documents, and whether or not they made copies of those documents and handed them over to the government is unknown currently. But you can only assume. But Catherine Heritage isn't giving in, of course. She's fighting back, and she's fighting back for independent journalists, as she details here.
Ask yourself, how many journalists can withstand fines, in my case, of $800 a day? Mm-hmm. Mine's being stayed pending the appeal. In another case you cited, it was $5,000 a day. These fines are designed that you have to disclose your sources. You have to burn them. And in a marketplace where we have this explosion in independent journalism and smaller outfits, they cannot withstand these fines. They cannot mount a costly and vigorous legal defense of the First Amendment. That is why I think this is such a dangerous time and why the Press Act can codify these guarantees, and it can happen with a very strong, in fact, the strongest bipartisan message about the importance of the freedom of the press.
Now, thankfully, she is standing up for independent journalists. Catherine has obviously spent several years working in corporate media and probably has made decent money over the years. But for the rest of us, we're just fighting off and trying to fend for ourselves. And so it's really important when people like Catherine stand up for all of us. And so those words were greatly appreciated yesterday. But it's not just Catherine standing up for journalists all across the country. Cheryl Atkinson is also doing so, and she did so yesterday as well. As many of you guys know, her former employer, CBS, well, like, got her into some issues after she caught the federal government going after her and, you know, going through her electronic devices and then placing classified documents onto those devices. Because, well, again, Cheryl Atkinson was doing incredible work exposing the government corruption. And sadly, CBS, in the end, didn't really have her back, I'd say. But she spoke about all of this yesterday in front of the Judiciary Committee as well. And it was very interesting because, well, she was more so weighing in about how the government is pressuring media outlets to comply with whatever narrative they're looking to spin. Take a listen.
Ms. Atkinson, what's your experience?
Well, I think it's interesting to hear people say, and I agree with this, that the government should not be intervening in news coverage. But in my experience at CBS, that happens every day. Members of committees, heads of committees, members of Congress, and the White House call the Bureau in Washington, D.C., contacts that they have, editors and managers up in New York to try to shape our coverage.
Well, that I don't find particularly objectionable as long as there is no force or threat of force behind that. Do you find that to be the case?
Or, I don't know what was said. I just know they called. There's no physical force threatened, but there certainly is a great deal of pressure, you know, weighing on the networks.
And in fact, there is. I've worked in, obviously, the corporate media world. I've sat in on those editorial calls. I could tell you that when they want a narrative spun, they know how to apply pressure, and they do so without leaving a mark of evidence. And so when Cheryl's telling you that the federal government is intervening in our media, she means it. And there were so many times, too, where I questioned who the people were on the call were actually working for. They weren't working for you, the American people. They weren't working for us, journalists. So who were they working for? It was always something that caught my attention and really had me scratching my head. But they were all there yesterday, Cheryl Atkinson and Catherine Heritage, to push forward this new piece of legislation called the Press Act. And it's interesting enough because the Press Act is supposed to, which I could appreciate, redefine what journalism is. Because, well, people like myself, independent journalists, we often are accused of not being journalists because we don't belong to a corporate media outlet, even though we're actually doing more journalism than those in corporate media do. And so here, it defines a cover journalist as someone who gathers, prepares, collects, photographs, records, writes, edits, reports, or publishes news or information that concerns news events and other matters at the public's interest, obviously. And so that's really important because let me explain to you why that's important. Number one, I'm trying to do, and this is just my reporting alone, I'll give you some insight. I'm trying to cover those J6ers who are currently in prison. One specifically is Enrique Tarrio, who's sitting in prison right now in Kentucky. I requested an in-person interview with Tarrio. Tarrio agreed to the terms. I agreed to the terms. We were both ready to go and have me apply with the Board of Prisons to sit down and do an interview with him. But the Board of Prisons doesn't consider me to be a journalist because I don't belong to a corporate media outlet. And so they rejected my request to sit down with Tarrio and to interview him. So this is very important because I could push back and fight back with showing proof that, yes, I do conduct journalism and I do publish and I do gather information, prepare information and take photos and take videos and do all these other things that journalists do. So that's important. It also requires the federal government to provide journalists with the opportunity to respond to demands for records, information, or other communications from journalists. That is another one that's very important. As many of you know, I am pushing back on several different angles right now and even suing federal government entities because, well, they don't want to give up documents. Again, folks, they do this because they think that because I don't belong to a corporate media outlet, they can get away with it. But they can't because, again, I sue. So this Press Act seems very appealing, seems like a great starting place to push forward. This is going to help independent journalists for sure. But, well, there's not really demand these days to help independent journalists thrive in this world because, well, you can't control us. By you, I mean the government, by the way. So thank you, Catherine Heritage and Cheryl Atkinson, for testifying yesterday. It was brave, it was incredible, and it was great to watch because, well, we need all hands on deck when we're pushing forward this fight to preserve independent journalism.